USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The CDC says over 97% of people entering the hospitals for COVID right now are unvaccinated. John Clemens reports.
The so-called Delta variant is highly transmissible. Those without the vaccine are likely to become seriously ill from COVID and end up in the hospital. Jeff Zients is the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator.
Just four states accounted for more than 40% of all cases in the past week, with one in five of all cases occurring in Florida alone.
Florida is reporting an average of 29 new infections for every 100,000 people per day. That is more than four times the national average. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Plans underway to get Afghans who help the U.S. military out of the country before a possible Taliban takeover. Evacuation flights out of Afghanistan could begin next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Concerns about inflation on the rise. A study out yesterday by the University of Michigan finds consumer sentiment this month at a five-month low. The biggest complaints for consumers, higher prices for homes, cars, and durable goods. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CNBC this week.
I think we will have several more months of rapid inflation, so I'm not saying that this is a one-month phenomenon, but I think over the medium term, we'll see inflation decline back toward normal levels.
She says inflation is highest among sectors affected by the pandemic, like housing, travel, and items that need semiconductors. Some relief today for Europeans affected by deadly flooding. Water is receding in Germany and Belgium. Over 150 deaths recorded so far. That number expected to climb, though, because officials say as waters recede, more bodies will likely be discovered. The Hollywood Ripper sentenced to death. A California jury handing Michael Gargiulo a death sentence yesterday for killing two women in 2001 and 2005. The 45-year-old also convicted of attempted murder in a case dating back to 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another blast of dangerous hot weather coming to the upper northwest. Wendy King has more.
This weekend, another heat dome is expected to become established in the northern Rockies, and this will cause temperatures to skyrocket once again. In the northwest, triple-digit temperatures are expected, and records will probably be broken. Excessive heat watches are already in effect in parts of Montana, but it's not the only state where record highs could be tied or broken. Heat is expected to expand into Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
An Obama immigration program ruled to be illegal. Here's Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Texas is invalidating an Obama-era initiative that provided deportation protections and work permits to some illegal immigrants, a ruling that places a program in jeopardy. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon ruling the DACA program is unlawful because Congress never gave the executive branch the power to grant mass reprieves to immigrants who are in the country illegally. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Deadly violence in Washington, D.C. A six-year-old girl killed and at least five adults hurt in a shooting last night in southeast D.C., about 5 miles from the Capitol building. The adults expected to survive. No arrest announced, no word on a motive. Africa's last absolute monarchy facing off with pro-democracy protesters. Protests going on for 6 weeks now in Eswatini, formerly Swaziland in southern Africa. At least 50 people killed. The country's king was 15 wives in power for 35 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.